Second of our faith, Mishnah Hay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shah Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Yeshua, Kishayi Mahakim in there. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua while they were traveling together on the road. Amar lo, Mishnah Ma'as Rukvino Shogun. Rabbi Shmuel asked, why did Nacham answer that you cannot eat cheese that was made by Goyim? And even though we saw in the previous mission that the Chachamim say that you're allowed to benefit from cheese that comes from Goyim, but the Chachamim do agree that you cannot eat the cheese that comes from Goyim, and why is it Asur? Being that milk that comes from a behemoth tmeah cannot form into cheese, therefore we know that the cheese was made from milk from a behemoth Torah. Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua answered, Ibnei Shemamidim Ozov, Bekeba Shamavela. The reason why it's Asur is that the cheese is gelled from the spoiled milk that is found in the stomach of a nevela. As all animals that are found by the Goyim are nevela, so even if they shecht it, they didn't shecht it properly, so therefore it's a nevela. So therefore the cheese is also. Amar lo, Rabbi Shmuel will sit back, but lo kebas ola chamura me kebas nevela. The milk that is found in the stomach of an ola is even more chamar than the milk that is found in the stomach of a nevela. As an ola is very chamar, dasar bana, and if you benefit from an ola, you have to bring a korba mila. Opposed to Nevela, there is no Isser Hana Ba'amru. Yet they said, Kohen Shadaito Yafa, Sorfa Chayim. That a Kohen that is not finicking can stomach such a thing, he can swallow raw the spoiled milk that is found in the stomach of an Ola, below Hodolo. The Chachamim did not agree with that. Abu Amrulay Nenim below Mala. But the Chachamim did say that although you cannot benefit from that milk, but if you benefit from the milk, you do not bring a Korban Me'ila. So since you do not bring a Korban Me'ila from benefiting, from the spoiled milk that is found in the stomach of an ola, we see that spoiled milk is pirsha ba'almahi, meaning to say it's not considered part of the animal. So therefore, even though the goyim gel their cheese with the spoiled milk that is found in the stomach of an nevela, since that milk is not considered part of the nevela, it should not answer the cheese. Amar lo, Rabbi Shua then said, Mipnei shma'amidim osa became back egli abodazar. So a different reason why the cheese that comes from goyim is osir, because the cheese is gelled from the spoiled milk that is found in the stomach of calves that were brought as an offering to an avodah zarah, and that would offer the cheese. Now, even though we said that milk that is found in the stomach of an animal is not considered part of the animal, but avodah zarah is much more chamar. The pasuk says, "Velo yidbak biyadcha muma menacher." You should not have any hanat whatsoever from an avodah zarah. So that would include even spoiled milk that is found in the stomach of an avodah zarah. By an avodah zarah, that would be also to that milk after the cheese. Amar lo, imkain, lama lo asarua, bahana. Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Yeshua, if that's the reason why the cheese is asar, why did the Chachamim not asar the cheese bahana? As Avodah Zarah is asar bahana. Hisio l'dabar achar. Rabbi Yeshua refused to respond. Instead, he changed the subject to a different topic. The reason why Rabbi Yeshua refused to respond is this is not the real reason why the cheese of the Goyim is asar. As Rabbi Shmuel himself asked on this reason, and the reason why that is not the time to offer the cheese is because most cheese, even by the Goyim, was not made from the milk of a keva of an animal that was brought as an offering to Avodah Zarah. The real reason why the cheese from the Goyim is asur is because the cheese is gelled from the hide of a stomach of an animal, which is a nevela, and that hide is considered part of the nevela, so therefore it would offer the cheese. Even though the hide is batal berov, since the hide is what gels the cheese, it is not batal, as we have a klal ma'amid lo batal. Something that creates and gels the cheese would not become batal berov. Now, the reason why Rabbi Yeshua refused to explain the reason is because the Chachamim have a klal when they make a takana and a gzera, they do not divulge a reason for a period of 12 months. The reason being is because maybe the Chachamim, when they hear this reason, they will not find the reason acceptable and they would be mako on this gzera. So therefore, the Chachamim that are metaking a takana do not divulge the reason for 12 months. Amar lo. Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmael Achi, Yishmael my brother, Heach Atakore, how do you read this pasuk in Shir Hashir? Kitoben Dodecha Miyayin, O Kitoben Dodayach. Do you read Dodecha as a male expression that his clients are all talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or do you read Dodayach, a female expression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Kleisrael? Amar lo, Rabbi Shmuel responded, Kitoben Dodayach. I read Dodayach as a female expression that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Klal Yisrael, that your love and friendship is better than Yayin. Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Shmuel, Eina Dabar Kein. That's not the case. Shaharei Chaveiro Melamed Alav. Its friend will teach us about it, meaning to say the words that follow up will teach us how to read this word. L'reach Shmanecha Tovin. The words that follow are to the smell of your fine oil. And this is a male expression, So we see that we have to read Kitovim Dodecha, that's Klai Yisrael talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what Klai Yisrael is saying, Kitovim Dodecha, Dodecha here is referring to your loved ones. This is the Chachamim, that the words of your loved ones are pleasing to me more than Yayin. Yayin here is referring to the Yena Shel Torah. The Torah Shel Viksav is considered Yayin. And what Klai Yisrael is saying is that the Takanos of Dodecha, of the Chachamim, are more pleasing to me than Yena Shel Torah, than the actual Torah Shel Viksav. Meaning to say that Klai Yisrael is very careful and zahir not to be over on Dibrei Chachamim even more than the actual Torah Shel Viksav. Now what Rabbi Yishua is hinting to Rabbi Shmuel is that even though he does not understand the reason why the Chachamim made this Kzera not to eat the cheese of Goyim, even so he has to accept this Kzera and be Zahir, not to be over on it. The following food which come from Goyim are also to eat. But there is no Isra on it, you would be allowed to derive benefit from them. Milk that came from a guy, that the guy milked it without Yisrael watching him milk it. As we are afraid that maybe the milk comes from a behemoth man. Even though it's quite easy to distinguish between milk that came from a behemoth man and milk that came from a behemoth tahara by the color, still, we're afraid that maybe there's a little bit of milk that came from a behemoth man mixed into this milk, so therefore the milk is also unless Yisrael watched him milk it. And bread and oil that come from Goyim are also to eat. The reason for this zera is Mishum Chasnos. Meaning to say that the Chum were afraid that if you can eat bread and oil, the Goyim, he might come to eat by his house, and they will eat by you, and you will become close to them, and who knows, maybe you end up marrying their daughter, so therefore, it's also to eat their bread. Now, this is only referring to bread that was baked by a balabas, an individual, but bread that was baked by a Goyish, a baker, would be mutter, it's not Pachlav, it's zera. Rabbi Ubeis Dino, he tiro b'shemen. Rabbi and his bezdin were matur shemen. Now this is not referring to Rabbi Akudah, the one who was Mechaber the Mishnah. It's actually referring to his grandson, who was called Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia and his bezdin were matur shemen of God. The reason for this is that they realized that the gzera of shemen was not nispashta berov of Klai Yisrael. Most of Klai Yisrael were not makabel this gzera. We have a klal that if a gzera that the Chachamim made was not nisqabel by Rav of Klai Yisrael, that the Chachamim are mevatel the gzera. Ushlakot. Anything cooked by a guy is also just called bishulei akum, unless Yisrael helped him cook it. Even if Yisrael threw in only one twig into the fire, it would be mutter. But otherwise, bishulei akum is also the reason for this gzera also is mishum chasnas. Ukvasham shadartan l'seif l'kelcha yayin v'chamit. Any pickled food which the derech is to put wine or vinegar into the pickled food would be usher, as yayin of goyim are usher, and since there might be some yayin in there, so kvashim are usher. Utris trupa. Tris trupa is a small fish that the derech is to chop into very small pieces, and since it's chopped into very small pieces, we're afraid that maybe there's a little bit of dad tame mixed in here, which would not be discernible since it was cut into small pieces, and therefore you cannot eat it. Vitzir she'en ba'daga kilbis shotetis bo. And brine that comes from Goyim, in which this tiny fish called a kilbis is not swimming in it. And this tiny fish kilbis is formed from the tzir of a dog tamar, but it would not become formed from the tzir of a dog tummy. So therefore, if this brine does not have this kilbis in it, we're afraid that the brine comes from a dog tummy, therefore you cannot eat the brine. Behachilek. Chilek is a small fish that when it's small, it does not have fins and scales, and when it gets bigger, it would form fins and scales. The fish is kosher since when it gets bigger, it does form fins and scales. Now, if you buy this chilek from a guy, you cannot eat it, and since in its small state, it does not have fins and scales, it's possible that there are dug tamayim mixed with it, and it would be impossible to discern as the chilek itself does not have fins and scales. The korei chochiltis. Chiltis is a plant that is very sharp and hot. And if this plant was cut by Goyim, you cannot buy it from the Goyim, and we're afraid they cut it with the knife that was used for Isser. And since the Chiltis is very sharp, whatever Isser is nivla into the knife would come out into the Chiltis. Umela Salkuntis. Umela Salkuntis is a type of salt that is mixed together with spices. And the derech was that they smeared the salt with shuma, with fat from a chazir, so therefore it's asur. Hari Elu Asurim, these things are offered to eat veni sura and isra hana, but the chachamim did not offer to derive benefit from them. You could benefit from them by selling it to a guy and using the money.